Did you know that God said in His Word, He said, you wonder why I don't answer your prayers? But yet, the wife of your youth, you didn't maintain your vows with her. And so you heaped destruction upon your wife when you divorced her. It's cruelty. That's what Jesus said. It's cruelty to divorce the wife of your youth. And He said, because you've done that, He said, I will not answer your prayer. Somebody says, you know, wow, God would never do that. Where'd you find that? Well, it was under the old covenant. Somebody said, well, see, there we're under the new covenant. He would never do it under the new covenant. I said, well, you know, have you ever read 1 Peter chapter 3? Is that in the new covenant? He said, guys, husbands, love your wives like Christ loved the church. Being willing to give your life for that girl. That's what He said, isn't it, in earnest? Now, He said, if you don't, He said, don't come to me because I won't answer your prayer. That's under the new covenant. So many men that have divorced their wives wonder why they can't get a prayer answered. Well, let me ask you this question. Have you ever repented for divorcing that wife? You know, people never think about that, do they? What? Repent for divorcing that woman? I couldn't get along with her. Hey, that's okay. God had given to her. You married her. You lived with her. Obviously, you loved her, or you wouldn't have married her in the first place. Yeah, there might have been some things that went wrong in there. I don't know. But you were not willing to fight the battle. And what really gets me is when a man's been married to his wife 20 and 30 years, and then he throws her away. That's when it's cruelty. That's really when it's cruelty. This wife had been faithful to this man. She's had children for him. She has loved him, probably when he wasn't lovely. You know, she's just paid the price and lived with him 30 years, and one day he walks in and says, I don't want you no more. I found a 30-year-old. That happens all the time in the church. God says, I hate that. And He says, I will not answer your prayer. And then that man from that day forth, he gets sick. He has problems. He's broke. He can't never make nothing work in his life. And he'd never come to the realization that he divorced that first wife. He heaped cruelty upon her and did what God said, I hate. And then God says, I will not answer your prayer because you've done this and you've never repented. Now, can you repent and get forgiven? Sure. Will God forgive you for divorcing your first wife? He sure will if you repent. But what if you've never repented? God ain't happy with you. There's been things happen in your life you had no explanations for because God clearly said in Malachi chapter 2 and in 1 Peter 3, He said, husbands, love your wives like Christ loved the church. And He says, love her, being willing to give your own life for her. And if you don't love her like that, He says in the King James, He says, your prayers will be hindered. But in NLT, He just clearly says, I won't answer your prayer. Just that simple. And so men, they never think about this. They divorced their wife. Oh, but Thurman, she was mean. I couldn't get along with her. No, no, no. If you've married her and got along with her for 10 or 20 years, the problem with you, not her. You know, you didn't love her. You didn't do what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to love that girl. And I guarantee that guy's trying to get his prayers answered. He's sick and he goes and prays and he goes to healing ministries and goes all kinds of things, trying everything, and ain't nothing he do. He's broke all the time. Ain't no money can come in. He can't make enough money to feed his family. He can't pay the bills, everything else. And he never once thought, get on his face, God, I'm sorry that I divorced my wife. Will you please forgive me? And let's start over. What if you divorce three or four of them? Then you need to ask forgiveness for all of them. If God said He hates it when you have a divorce, if you have two, do you forget He hates that? Yeah, I think so. But somebody said, well, gee, I've divorced 15. Can He forgive 15? Sure He can, yeah. But He ain't going to do it till you ask. But then once you ask, you know what He's going to tell you? I'm going to tell you this, don't go do that again. You better make this one stick. You know, if I'm going to give you another wife, you better stay with her forever. Because if you don't, I believe with all my heart, after you've been through that so many times and then you learn the truth and you don't obey Him, there is no sacrifice for that sin left, only a fiery judgment of God to come upon you, just like the Scripture says. You don't want to go there. God says, love your wife. Wives, he said, submit to your own husbands in all things. Love them. But, wow, I don't know how we got in the middle of that off of Zacchaeus. But anyway, obviously the Holy Spirit had something to say. I don't know. That wasn't in my sermon today. And now verse 5 and 6. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste. Come down, for today I must abide at your house. Woo! What would you do if Jesus was walking by? And he looked up and said, oh, Ernest, there you are. You really want to see me. So I want to just go over to your house and have dinner with you tonight. Oh, I mean, if it's in today's day, you'd get your cell phone out and say, honey, Jesus is coming to fix something good. Of course, Zacchaeus, he didn't have a cell phone. And he made haste. He made haste and he came down and received him joyfully. Well, I would receive him joyfully too, wouldn't you? Everybody had heard about Jesus back in these days. He was an awesome man. Verse 7 and 8. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was going to be guest with a man that is a sinner. What? I mean, this guy's a tax collector. I mean, if he's going to go home, somebody ought to go home with that PhD from the seminary, you know. Of course, he probably needs it too, you know. But all of us probably need it. I know two ways about it. And he says, and Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. I was just saying, he's going to give away half of everything he has. He was a rich man. But just because Jesus is coming home with him, he's going to give away half of everything to the poor. So he's got $10,000 in the bank. He said, Lord, I'll just draw out $5,000 and I'll just distribute it to the poor people. Just because you're going to come to my house for dinner. Wow. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I will restore him fourfold. Now this man must have been pretty sure that he didn't steal anything from anybody. In other words, if the legal realms of the Roman government said you can tax this man up to $2 a year, then he probably went the maximum, but he didn't go over it. Because he didn't, obviously, if he had been cheating the people, it would be on record. And Jesus would know, and they'd go back and say, oh, okay, you got $3 from her last year, and the maximum you could charge her is $2, so you need to pay her back $12. I mean, he ain't going to do that. He can't last long like that, can he? No man can last. So he must have been a fair man than most people thought. But how many of you like the tax collectors? Every year when I go to Denton, I have to remember the little girl sitting on the other side, she just works for the tax office. So when she wants $3,500 from me for this house over here, you know, I just have to remember she just works here. You know, that's all I can do, right? I mean, but do I love giving her that $3,500? Nope. Is she going to get any of it? Nope. That's just like the other day when I went over and registered four different vehicles. We got all kinds of vehicles, and I went over, and it was like $300 and something dollars, I think, to register four vehicles. And I told the girl, I said, wow, you sure getting all of my money? She said, sir, I don't get any of that money. I said, I know. I'm just giving you a hard time. I said, would you like to have some of it? She said, sure. I said, well, you do get a little of it, don't you? I said, they do pay you for working here. Well, yeah, I do get a little of it, she said. But she said, compared to the money I take in a day's time, I don't get nothing. So I don't have a clue what that little girl made, but even if she made $10 or $15 an hour, you know, in the 10 minutes I was standing there, I give them $300 and something, and probably the guy behind me. And then I think about some of those guys that walk in those trucks at $400, $500, $600, you know, for one license plate. Boy, they take in a lot of money. But it costs a lot to keep the highways up. Don't you love to drive down a good highway? When's the last time you grumbled and complained about a highway that had a little pothole or something in it? And then you drive for 100 miles and it's nice and smooth and you never say a thing. Is that us? That's the way we are. Lord, I praise you for this beautiful highway. Oh, Lord, I praise you for this highway. And he hit a little bitty bump out there, or maybe a big bump. Yeah, Lord, thank you for that bump. Praise. When's the last time we've done that? He said, praise me in all things, didn't he? Praise me in all things. You know, and then, of course, you could be, and I'm glad it's not, but, you know, when Tim went down to Haiti the other day, and he was down there 8 days, and then he came back, wow, but boy, was that boy glad to get home. You know, if you haven't been to Haiti, it would kind of like being a Christian and grumbling and complaining over what you don't have here on the earth, and then God sends you to hell for 5 minutes. You know, that would be the longest 5 minutes you ever seen in your life. You know, when you came back, you could say thank you. Could we not, Pat? Huh? Could we say thank you when we got back? For anything. Instead of walking into the kitchen in there when the air conditioner hadn't been turned on all day and walking in and say, whoa, it sure is hot in here. You walk in there and say, whoa, it sure is cool in here. Because compared to hell, don't you think it'd be cool in there even if the air conditioner is not on? Yes, we need to get that perspective in our heads. Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I've taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore unto him fourfold. Verse 9 and 10. And Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house, for as much as he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. You know what? We saw a tremendous change right there in this man. When you get saved today, and you really get saved, you see a change. You're not the same. You know, when you really get saved, if you're really saved, you'll look at who you're voting for this November, and if they're for abortion, you won't vote for them. Because you realize God said in His Word, I hate those that shed innocent blood. Proverbs chapter 6. And if God hates that, and you know this man believes in abortion, or you, I mean, just like the Pope went in to see Nancy Pelosi because she professes to be a Catholic. This last year, the Pope goes in and tells her she needs to change what she's doing because she says she's a Catholic and she's for abortion.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Are You a Faithful or Unfaithful Servant? In its entirety or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.